Hi, did you know that a positive pregnancy test taken by a man can indicate cancer? And that's true. I checked it. I made sure to double check it because some of the stuff sounds so far off that you're like, that can't be true. And this one was actually true. So when a man takes a pregnancy test, it can indicate, and if it comes out positive, it's definitely an indication of testicular cancer, which, guys, I mean, that's kind of an easy way for you guys to check that out. If you're kind of panicking about it, go get it. I mean, I'm not joking. Get a pregnancy test if you have a fear or if you think something's wrong, and you could check it that way. So it's an indication to take care of yourself. So everybody, not just men, but everybody should take care of themselves because you only have one life and that's that. And also, you don't want to have health problems. It sucks. I've seen it all the time with people, and it's just it's sad because people cannot be happy because of, you know, the impending doom of having an illness or something that's going on with them. And it just takes the joy out of life. So definitely take care of yourselves. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to go with the first band, and the band is called Corporate Plants. This is from their newest single from their EP Corporate Plants 2. I didn't want the song to end. I actually replayed it a few times over and over again because I really didn't want it to end. It's really good. And the song, it definitely had the CBGB's Punk 77 vibes. They're from New York, so it's kind of fitting. But it's just I love that style of punk. It's just perfect. And especially with the weather that's going on outside, it's so cold and dreary and depressing. And then I'm hearing this song, I'm like, okay, I think everything will be all right. So when you have a song that you become obsessed with and you just keep playing it over and over again, it just gets better and better and better and better, and you get obsessed over it. So that's what happened with me with this song. So check it out. So it's this Face by Corporate Plants. So that was Corporate Plants with Face. And this next band, I received this song from Knuckles on Stun. So they're putting out a 6-song EP. And the band is called Public Error. And the album is called Internet Blues. So they're from Tampa, Florida. And they sent me a song from track 6, Think of You. So the tape's coming out soon. And it's going to be released on Bandcamp. So check it out. So this is Think of You by Public Error. We'll be right back. So that was Think of You by Public Error. And this next band are called Stellan. And they're a hardcore punk band from St. Louis and Chicago. And one of the members, he's from Cities of Terror. So he does Cities of Terror, and he was also in this band as well. And the song is called Cold Concrete. It even sounds painful hearing that title. I can't imagine being a skater and falling on cold concrete. That would really suck. I mean, I fall just walking, so I can't imagine falling, skating, and just eating shit like that. That would really suck. But what I love about Joey from Cities of Terror is that he's always, you know, doing some really cool shit. And he has his own project, and I like that he's collaborating with people from other states. I think everybody should do that at some point. Just try it. I mean, it's always cool when you just get, you never know. You never know what you could do if you have somebody from another state, either write music, and you could do the lyrics and put it together, and it comes out this fucking badass. It sounds like they're all together in the same room. It's just really good. So check it out. This is Cold Concrete by Stellan. So that was Stellan with the song Cold Concrete. And this next band, they're called Fashion Crime. This is the first time I've had them on the show. And the song is called Fucked Up. They're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're a punk band, hardcore punk band. And they look like they're relatively newer when I was creeping on them on Instagram, because I do that to every band. Oh my God, I creep on all of you guys. I creep on your band camps, your Instagram. I talk to your mother. I talk to your, you know, all everybody important in your life. I probably talk to them once because I love you guys. But back to the band. This song is awesome. It's just very energetic, and it's just no bullshit. This is a song, and it's just punk. That's what I love about it. So the song is called Fucked Up by Fashion Crime. So that was Fucked Up by Fashion Crime, and we're at the last song of the episode. Oh my God, I get so sad when we get here, because then we have to wait until next week, until I talk to you guys again, and it just, you know, I have to sit here and wait, you know? It's not fun. I wish I could do this show every day, but I can't. But anyways, keep sending me music, izzysmut@gmail.com. Tell all your friends to send me songs because I love getting new music. I am not like all these other people that when you send music to them, they don't even give a shit or never listen to it and they go, good job. No, I will actually listen. Like I do. It's part of something that I want to do. It's what I want to do. I want to experience new music and listen to it and give it a chance to see, you know, if it's something that could work on the show or not. And sometimes it doesn't, but it doesn't mean it's bad. Sometimes it means it just doesn't work with the vibe or the show, pardon me, rather. And it's okay. But I like to hear it. Sometimes there's music that isn't so great, and I'm like, ooh, what the fuck was that? But I'm not going to tell you about it, because, unfortunately, I mean, not every song is a hit, but that means you could just keep working hard, and maybe your next song would be better. You know, I just like to keep the spirits going for people. And, you know, it's hard to create music in a time like this, but I support you guys. Don't forget that there's real supporters out there. Sometimes you want to, you know, think that you have to play to a crowded venue every single weekend just to get people to notice you. But there's somebody right here that's actually noticing you and giving you, you know, the shout out that you deserve, especially if you've been busting your ass, releasing music, and you feel like nobody cares, and that's not true. So always create, keep on going, write the song, record the music, even if it pisses everybody off, even better, because then that means you actually did something. But that's punk rock as always, so definitely keep it up. Send me some music. So we're going to go to the last song of the episode. I've received this song from Spaghetti Town Records. I'm always going to play whatever they send to me because I love that label. So, and this band is from Germany. They're called the Melmax, and they're punk with a rock and roll guitar and organ. And it's just the vocals are just so soothing and nice. I just wanted to take this episode and end it on a nice vibe where you're driving and you're listening. You're going to work, the place you fucking hate the most sometimes. Well, some people do. You hate your fucking job. You want to hear something nice and soothing before you go in, and you don't have to kill everybody. So, this song is called Run For Your Life, fitting title. And the band is called the Melmax. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for spreading the word. You guys fucking rule, okay? So, check it out. Run For Your Life by the Melmax. Brought out.